ABC Radio Australia.
The World Health Organization is worried a tide of rumours and misinformation will undermine regional efforts to contain the coronavirus outbreak. With anxiety rising alongside the number of confirmed cases, WHO officials in the Pacific are trying to reassure people there are a few simple measures that they can take to help protect themselves and their communities. They're also trying to develop some practical solutions for Pacific conditions. Liam Fox has the story.
The World Health Organization's South Pacific representative, Dr. Corinne Capuano, says it's not the virus itself that's proving to be the biggest hurdle in containing the pandemic.
COVID-19 spreads very efficiently and quickly, but human behavior is actually driving this epidemic.
She says health authorities are also battling rumors and misinformation that spread quickly on social media.
We have been facing an epidemic of false information.
To counter that misinformation and to get people on board the fight against coronavirus, the WHO is trying to reinforce some key messages. One is to maintain good hygiene through constant hand washing, coughing into elbows or tissues, and staying at home if sick. The other, says Rose Ainsley, the WHO's risk communications officer, is to practice social or physical distancing. Stay at home unless absolutely necessary and avoid others where possible, as well as physical greetings like handshakes, hugs and kisses.
From the epidemiology and the public health measures that have been taken effectively in other countries like Hong Kong and Singapore, is that really strict social distancing or physical distancing, as we call it, is one of the most effective ways of slowing or stopping the spread.
One thing that has alarmed officials is the kind of panic buying that was seen in Fiji last week as suspicion mounted that the country had its first confirmed case of COVID-19. The Fiji government has said it's unnecessary because the country is food secure. Ms. Ainsley says panic buying has other negative impacts and people should, at most, buy 2 weeks' worth of supplies.
Thinking about in countries where people may not have large savings, what does this mean for them if their stocks are run dry and we're seeing a spike in prices, or they're not able to measure or buy small amounts on a continual basis?
Another area of concern is the use of face masks by people who believe they will protect them from the virus. Ms. Ainsley says the only people who should be wearing masks are healthcare workers, those infected with or suspected to be infected with coronavirus, and those caring for them.
Unfortunately, what we're seeing is a lot of people are wearing face masks inappropriately. They're touching their face more because they're readjusting them, or they don't fit, or they're slipping under the chin. And consequently, it's giving people a false sense of security.
The WHO is also working to devise some practical solutions to the problems found in some Pacific Islands countries, such as the conflict between the message for people to wash their hands and the limited fresh water supplies in some places.
We're trying to figure out a way to safely use, if possible, whether it's seawater or other water that they could boil, potentially boiling seawater to remove E. coli that might be in the seawater, and then use it for hand washing is one solution. But we're trying to come up with that guidance now.
The coronavirus is not just a problem for individual governments. It's a regional and global issue. Dr. Corinne Capuano says the WHO has also set up a regional incident management team to take a broader look at the pandemic.
And is bringing together a number of partners in one team that is led by WHO as a technical agency. And all these partners are working together to ensure the best support we can provide to the Pacific countries.